First of all, I have to say, my voice may be a bit shaky, not only from nerves, but because the song that we just sung was the closing song of the services for both of my parents when they passed. So it's a song that's very hard for me to get through. As most of you know, I have mentioned that I was raised a Catholic with 12 years of Catholic education. Church attendance was a must every Sunday, and when it snowed and the car couldn't be dug out, we walked a mile to church with my father towing in hand. There was no options, there was no argument. You put on your hat, your coat, your boots, and you walked. It didn't matter that it was snowing outside. I was the second in line of six children with three sisters and two brothers. The four girls attended Catholic school because we needed the education, but the boys went to the public school because they needed to learn a trade. So even though we weren't always pleased where we were in the Catholic school, we had no option. Religion classes consisted of memorizing the Ten Commandments and studying the questions and answers in the catechism book. In line with the church's philosophy, we never read from the Bible. I believed in God, but just wasn't sure where to go to learn what I was looking for. Eventually, I did return to the Catholic Church for a short time, but didn't feel anything when I attended the services. Then Brenda and Bruce started to attend Cedar Heights BIC and invited us. We went there a couple times with them. A lot of changes occurred in my life from 2008 to 2011. Without going into a lot of detail here, Brenda and I attended regularly and were baptized in August of 2011 while attending the River of Life Church in Lock Haven. In 2011, I attended some evening services at Lamar Lighthouse Camp during the camp week. One evening, I felt a tremendous pulling to go to the front of the church. I remember there were many of us lined up, and the song we were singing was Everlasting God. I had my arms raised in the air as we sang the song, and the tears were running down my cheeks. Suddenly, out of the corner of my eye, I saw the lady next to me fall to the floor. And as I turned to look, a light came down over me like I was in a telephone booth. And it just shone all around me and consumed me. I felt weightless. I started to sway. And if I can read my words, I'll tell you the rest. But actually what happened was that I just lost my balance. And I can remember Pastor Janice and Louis Heiser. They were next to me. And I can remember them coming over and putting their arms around me and telling me to just relax and let it go. And I can remember they lowered me to the floor as this light shined around me. I saw nothing around me. I heard nothing around me. But it seemed to be a sign that my life was about to change. And truly, my life did change. I tried to get up, but Louis kept telling me to lay still. It was like an out-of-body experience. I had no sense of weight, no sense of my surroundings. The only thing I could hear was Louis's voice as he spoke to me. I don't know how long I laid there. However, when I got up, I could feel an entire peace and change come over me. It was at that time my entire life began to change one day at a time. I made an attempt to attend services at River of Life Fellowship in Lock Haven on as many Sundays as I could. I grew deeper in faith, learned more of how to read and study the teachings in the Bible, and I attended as many Bible studies as I could. We moved to Howard in 2013, and I started to look for churches in this area. Marsh Creek BIC was highly recommended, and I began attending services here, and eventually Tim started to come with me. This alone was an answer to a prayer. Once I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior that July evening, everything about the way I looked at life started to change. I felt more at peace. Old habits started to be a part of the past. My temper calmed. I approached problems as a challenge, and less angry, less critical, more accepting, and prayed daily. I can even find the books of the Bible now without having to look in the index. I have learned to lay my burdens at the feet of Jesus and to keep my tongue quieter longer. Oh, I am far from perfect, and I slip from time to time, but God's still working on me. What a journey I am on, that Jesus loves me and died for me. And I am pleased to say that my husband and daughters are turning their eyes upon Jesus as well. And in the next chapter remains to be written, because we're still working with the grandchildren on that. Thank you.